You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, amazing, sacred, ancient souls. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being part of the Wisdom Tribe and bringing your incredible energy to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you for helping to create this space, this beautiful orb, this orb of love and light, where every single one of us is part of this grid. We're all part of this. We bring in our collective awareness and our energy and activating points of light on this beautiful web of light. And so we have a really, really great show. Really, really great show. I am so excited to have our next guest with us today. She's been with us before. I'll introduce her in just a moment. But I really wanted to have us all settle into our heart spaces. I really want us to invoke the Ancient One. So right now, as we start this show, as we start this call, we ask that the Ancient Ones come in to support us, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of light, the spoken and unspoken, the seen and unseen, all the beautiful beings who are here to support us. We ask that you come in now and you open our hearts and you light us up. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Let's get this started. Nora Walks in Spirit is born of Algonquin Native heritage and has been teaching and healing for over 20 years. Her sacred soul passion is to enlighten and empower the world of a higher oneness, consciousness of light. She has traveled the world visiting, connecting, and communicating to the sacred sites, the portals, the ley lines, and grid lines of places such as Machu Picchu, Giza, Easter Island, Stonehenge, Skellig Island, Panama, Rainforest, Hawaii, and Sedona, and most recently, Table Mountain at the southern tip of South Africa, where many of you know is where I am originally from. So I'm excited to hear about that trip because I'll be there in April. But this is not about me. Her experiences create a footprint of oneness, consciousness for all to connect to. Nora Walks in Spirit shares the knowledge, the wisdom, and soul lessons that she has learned from shamans and masters through all of her own teachings. Her teachings include Ascension Series, Masters Speak Classes, and Healing Sessions. She's the author of The Enlightenment Journey, numerous healing, activation, and technique audios, and continues to take people on her sacred tours. So welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients, Nora.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful intro. My goodness. I forgot about all those things that I've been doing so crazily.
Yeah, you've been led. You're this beautiful beacon of light that is traveling all over the world to these sacred sites and doing such amazing work, really on behalf, I think, of so many of us and so many of us who might not have the opportunity to travel. Well, we can certainly tap into the energies that you bring. We can certainly experience the light that you bring, and we can live vicariously through you. But thank you for being here. And I know today you're going to be talking about understanding the light consciousness that's flowing within us and so much more. Before the show, Nora, so everyone, Nora and I just had a quick moment to chat before the show as we were preparing. And Nora, you wanted to talk about the higher energies and help people with some daily practices and directions. Well, can you share with everyone a little bit about what you'll be teaching and showing us a little bit later on in the show?
Yeah, it's really great to be on your show again, and I'm delighted to have so many other people following the programs that come through that you have, and in particular, the higher essence of these higher species that seems to be really arriving with this 2020 year. And it's a shift in a heightened consciousness that's arriving in the outer fields of the aura, and also many of us that are so evolving so rapidly, it's really affecting and shifting and transforming the light consciousness fields in the inner body. And so these higher beings wanted me to kind of talk about the particles that's shifting the chakra body, and then give a technique to use every day to start building a beautiful, beautiful crystalline matrix field or web of light particles. That would be the new aura for 2020.
Beautiful. So, so beautiful. So I'm going to ask you, it seems like a very basic question, but it's coming through to ask, and I think that it's helpful. Why is this important? Why would we want to do this, to build a new crystalline aura?
It's part of our healing, part of our transformation. And so right now, everybody has an uneasiness a lot of times, and everybody's feeling amplified frequencies of doubt or fear or uncertainty. We've been transmuting and clearing our chakra bodies for years, and we've been tapping into getting the Akashic records cleared and our soul timelines as much as we can clear, you know, since way back in, you know, the 90s and beginning of 2000. Everybody's been working on the physical body, but now it's really about concentrating on the outer body, because everything that's within is transmitting to the outer field. And if the outer field is carrying heavy, heavy vibrations and thought forms and timelines of others, then you're breathing that back into your inner body that you're trying to clear so much. So what is within is what is without. And you create an etherization is what it is. The technique I taught many, many years ago of the so within body, breathing out into releasing the heavy structured inner body, that field. Well, now we have so many higher dimensions arriving and pouring in the fields and the elements, the kingdoms on the planet. We are having now to recognize we have new energies in the outer body that can assist us into amplifying our consciousness and assisting us into growing into a higher aspect more than we know.
Yeah, I think that's such a beautiful, beautiful place to be in, and to have the assistance and the techniques that you share, is this really going to be a blessing for everyone today? I wanted to add. Oh, go ahead, please.
Some people are starting to feel the shift, you know, within their inner minds, or they feel a shift in their inner heart, and they have this sense of knowing that I feel a little bit lighter today, or I feel a little bit more aware today, or I feel like something's happened. But it's not really knowing where to go with it or what to do with it. It's a transition that you're going through within your inner mental, emotional, physical body. But really, we want to tap into the whole enchilada and get everything aligned into the outer field and the outer field into the inner field, and you just create that massive vibration of crystalline energies. That's the new consciousness that we want to focus on.
Okay, beautiful. So let me also share with everyone, Nora is going to be doing live readings and activations, individual activations. So if you would like a live reading and or activation, then please star 2 to raise your hand, and as you know, we'll get to some of you at least, and we'll be guided to who of you most need that. Of course, everyone is going to benefit from that, because there'll also be a group activation, correct, Nora? Everyone's going to be receiving this remote clearing healing. Beautiful. And if you're on the web as well, by all means, put your question in the web as well. So we'd like to get to some questions there as well. So that's really a wonderful act of service that's going to occur today for everyone on the call. No matter if you get chosen or not, everyone is going to receive this beautiful, beautiful activation. And Nora's going to share how we can do these daily clearings ourselves. So it's going to be a lovely, lovely show in that respect as well. And Nora, I wanted to ask you, for those people possibly who don't know you, maybe haven't heard you too often before, you have a team, masters, who share these techniques with you. Could you share with us a little bit about your team and who shares this information with you?
Yes, I have. I've been studying and I guess really elevating and evolving since probably back in the late 90s. And, you know, working at that point way back then with Ascended Masters and moving into the higher realms with a master spirit guide named Eagle Feather, who actually walked me through many grid systems as a universal shaman, creating crystalline medicine wheels in the realms and just tapping into different dimensions. And that's what took me on to going into sacred sites on the planet and tapping into Arcturian, Lemurian. So it came to be a free flowing of connecting with information and vibrations through sacred light languages. And then just since 2018 and into 2019, it evolved more into a higher multidimensional consciousness energy, more of not so much of like a master being or a physical visionary being. It really just became what they said, we are light essences of light particles. And that's all that I feel is the energy of an essence. I don't see anything, I feel it. And I hear the message of, I am here, child. And then a light frequency, which is the knowledge, comes in, and it's just a very, very high, infinite, intelligent, essence of a consciousness field. And they say that they bring in codes of consciousness, so that sometimes I'll see a spark in the corner of my eye, or I'll see something of a high frequency pitched in my ear, and then they'll say, we are here of the light frequencies, of light particles, of light codes of consciousness. That's what I know. I'm getting the knowledge of what's happening beyond the planet, what's happening on the planet, and how these light codes that are arriving in our consciousness as light essences is what is assisting us to move into a higher state. So it's not, there's no fear, there's no, what is it, where did that come from, how is it happening? It just arrives, like as if you're sitting on the bench and a warm breeze comes by. If you just accept it, you go in the groove of the energy of the breeze, whether it's warm or it's rough or what, how it is, you just, your body, your aura, your energy consciousness feels, just accept the wind or the waveform of the wind. It's just how it happens in my consciousness of the knowingness that, oh, okay, so there's something here. Alrighty then, what is it that you have for me? I receive, and then I go into a high, high state of stillness of the mind, and I listen and just wait on the word. This is a high, high consciousness of intelligences. It's not looking for an aspect or what a master should be, is a knowingness that there's an essence of a divine presence that's arriving to help you shift your consciousness into a higher level of knowing, of peace, and of letting go of anything that's entangled and in your way. So it's more than a universal shamanic frequency. It's beyond that. It's just way beyond that, and it's very, very clear. Like there's clarity. You're not looking for symbols or trying to figure out patterns. It's just very clear. And you will get that when you tap into this higher stillness and start connecting with your own higher essence.
I have a question, but before I get to that question, is part of this that you're sharing now something that you will be sharing with the group a little bit later on, the aura cleansing?
That's
okay, that helps. So my comments on what you've been saying here, Nora, because you've been practicing this for now 20 plus years.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah, and you know, you're in a place, so I get a sense that when people are listening to this, there is a certain degree of desire that people might wish to be in a place like this. Now, of course, we understand that we are all souls on a cycle and on a path and on different trajectories, ultimately to reach the same goal. But we are all at different degrees of development, if you will. So knowing that, what would you suggest to people who are listening and saying, oh, that sounds amazing. That's exactly where I want to be. I would love to be at a place where I attain these higher states of consciousness and I'm able to connect with my guides and whatever beings, because clearly we understand frequency, and sometimes in a human body our frequency is not aligned, so we're blocking essentially some of the messages, or we're in a place where we're too dense maybe to receive that which is wanting to come through to us.
Yeah.
What do you say about that, Nora?
You know something. When you start to become very aware of your thought forms, especially when you're by yourself, where, you know, the mind starts going into these different conversations and such, to really start tapping into the clarity of moving into this higher consciousness, or a feeling that there's an essence of a divine presence with you, is as you become focused of the energetic fields around you each day, start to qualify every one of your thought forms that you hear, or what you hear from another conversation from somebody else. And so I first started a few years ago in my own quietness, rummaging around doing something in the house, and I would hear, oh, that's not going to work. And I would say, who said that? No, it's not going to work. Who's speaking to me right now? And I kind of cornered that voice, that inner voice, and kept questioning back to it to really pull out the hidden self, or the shadow soul lifetime, out of me. And then I would just, you have to leave now. I'm moving into a higher state of consciousness and you're interrupting me. And when you go to that state of always interrupting the mind by who's talking to me, who said that? I'm not listening. I'm not taking on that conversation right now. What will happen is the mind will start going into stillness, which allows you to go into a higher consciousness of a higher mind, being the super consciousness. Now, the thought forms that are arriving are they from the super consciousness, which is the light essences of your higher presence. This how you practice. Because as you start diluting those frequencies of the programs of what just happened 2 days ago, or who said what to Susie, or all of these things, you start shifting your mind out of the lowering vibrations of those thought forms into the higher consciousness vibrations, and then your outer body, your aura field, starts filling up with higher light vibrational people and their conversations and higher light waveforms of the higher master frequencies. And that's when you start to become very aware when the feeling of sadness comes in from nowhere, or when there's a feeling of uncertainty or blank, or where did that thought form come from? But I'm feeling overwhelmed about something, or I'm getting an anxiousness about something. You start critiquing, who was I last talking to? Why am I feeling like this? I must get out of this restaurant. You start becoming aware of everything that you're feeling, and you no longer will have those feelings of fear or despair, because the waveforms start transitioning like stronger, and it starts becoming a part of your thought forms instead of your thought forms running you into staying in this boxed in frequency. See, everybody can do that, but that's the start of how I started going into stillness and listening and having the control of the conversation of who's speaking to me. That's the shadow self. Is that a soul lifetime? You must leave. We're not working with you today. You must go to the light. I'm in charge here. And I'm moving into the essences of my higher soul. And that is what we're going to be teaching you. So you can stay and listen, or you can go to the light. But you cannot interrupt me anymore. And you stay with that every day.
Yeah.
And the higher frequency will start radiating within your inner mind, radiating around the crown. And you'll start to find that you'll want to be in stillness, you know, at least 2 times a day, just to connect into your higher consciousness fields.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. And sometimes, or very often, this is amplified when we're at auspicious locations around the globe. And of course, beyond, which we can certainly travel to, but mostly in our dream state. But when we're here in the human body, we can physically travel to certain locations around the globe, around this planet, this beautiful, beautiful Earth of ours, and just bask in Mother Earth's beautiful glory. And the energy is amplified there. And so you've shared with us in the past how you've had experiences at Uluru and, of course, Machu Picchu, we just heard about when we introduced you. But you've also recently been to Table Mountain, which is at the tip of Africa. Share with us a little bit about your experience at Table Mountain, on top of Table Mountain. And then also share with us just generally how these sacred sites can amplify the energies.
Yeah. It's all about building that aura field into being in a higher light vibration, that you start feeling and become really qualifying of the higher energies when you step into a portal, whether it's the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland or laying in a crop circle in England. When you have that clearing and the higher frequency in your aura, then your inner chakra body, your inner heartbeat, your inner mind is completely receiving of these higher frequencies of the light and the mastery. And so that when you go into places like Uluru, I found standing out there in front of that megalith, the light beams just poured into my outer field. And when you go in just recently to Table Mountain, there was a very profound Holiest of Holies presence that I am still just in total blessings and awe with, that the energy was so full of love and the highest peace, knowing that there was a soul retrieval into a higher place of honoring and knowing who I am. And this happens in many of the ley lines and grid lines for people who aren't even in the highest states of consciousness. They'll just lay down and they'll start crying, or they'll feel an inner shift going on. And that's your one of your soul lifetimes energetically being healed. So for me, going into Table Mountain and feeling I'm on top of a very high grid system, a very high vibrations of information of intelligent species is here. There, it just flows through your outer body, and it cleanses the inner chakras, which really opens up those hidden selves and shadow selves. And you come down from that mountain, or you come out of that crop circle, or wherever the ley line is. And some people have portals in their backyard. Some people have a portal off on a lake. But you go there with the intent that you're going to receive knowledge. You're going to receive energies of light particles of your own codes of consciousness. That's why I'm going to this place. That's why I'm going to sit in this portal. That's why I'm going to sit on this bench and just visualize me sitting in Mount Shasta. Whatever it is, but you need to have an intent, and you need to have a full knowingness as that there's going to be a soul retrieval of a healing aspect of yourself. And then you receive the energies. You will receive those higher essences of consciousness because they're here. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that we are blessed with a huge number of dimensions that is coming to assist our consciousness and moving into the higher codes of our true soul consciousness and to elevate us. And coming in and out of Table Mountain and then coming home, you realize when you come home from a high energy ley line or grid line, you realize when you get home after 2 or 3 days, yep, I was in a portal.
Mm.
Because your body is still vibrating in a higher frequency. And it doesn't matter if you're not aware of that or not, you will wake up in the morning the next day and go, it feels different here. Because you have elevated your consciousness and you have healed a higher part of your body, has moved in and healed an aspect or a virtue that wants to start operating. It's just amazing the amount of support and higher fields that is transmitting that you can't see. You can't see it. But it's there because you have this knowingness. Somebody's sitting in the back seat with me here. There's someone standing beside me here. You just have a knowingness.
Yeah. So, Nora, what would you say is blocking or stopping many people from perhaps feeling what you're feeling? We know that it's possible, and I think many people have flirtations with this energy, and some people feel it more constantly, and for some people, it's ever-present. For others, it's hardly ever. So what would you say is maybe stopping or blocking people who don't have these levels of connection, even though they desire them?
The mind.
Yeah, okay.
Your own inner mind is blocking you. When you get out of the way of listening to the thought forms, when you get out of the way of following the same programs, and you sit down into stillness every single morning and every single late afternoon, I have for years and years honored my body and soul to sit in the presence, in stillness. And so whether it's 4 a.m. in the morning or this early morning today was 5 a.m., that you go into that higher stillness where there's no mind thought forms, no records, no programs, no routines. You're just going there in stillness. And when you're in that stillness state, the blocks that you have, the hidden soul lifetimes, the hidden shadows of your childhood, the woundedness, any programs that are running, whether they're addiction or fear or abandonment, anything like that, it gets surfaced in that stillness because you're allowing it. And when you give spirit permission to heal me, release me of these thought forms, take away these burdens, when you do that every single day, those blocks, known and unknown, seen and unseen, will start being lifted and shifted out of your consciousness body, mind, and soul. So it's not always what specifically is blocking this person or that person. It's that everyone has some hidden self, some hurting soul timeline, some karmic ending in this lifetime or other lifetimes that is holding you back. You cannot enter into the higher essences of your master soul presence and its super consciousness fields if you are harboring these hidden selves. That's what's holding you back. And the biggest one is the mind, because the mind will keep telling you those words that you heard when you were a little child or those words that you heard from a teacher. And they're imprinted. And so, but when you go into the stillness, then those imprints become like force fields of energies in front of you, and you remember and you ask, release these imprints, release these thought forms, heal my body, heal my mind, and bring me into your higher fields so that I know that you are here with me. This is what I do 2 times a day, every day for years. Mm. You wouldn't believe the things that come forward some days, and you go, holy mackerel, I was holding on to that. That was like when I was 5.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a block. It's a block. Like, these are blocks, and they've made imprints in your cellular mind, and they've left scars in your heart. Mm-hmm. And that wounded scar, that emotional pang of not forgiving someone from, you know, pushing you off your bike when you were 7 or whatever, you don't even know, but it's left an imprint. It has to be clear. Because the master soul of who you are cannot enter into this vessel if there's imprints and shadow selves that are of a lowering vibration of consciousness. We've got to be squeaky clean inside. I think Jesus would say, you can't pour new wine into old skins. We have to be crystallized. We have to be amplified. And we have to be moving into a state of this higher consciousness of these crystalline grid systems and then are arriving and pouring onto the planet. Her ocean floors, her mountain ranges, they're getting fueled right now by the plasma of crystallite energies, and so are we. We just haven't tapped into that, what is in our aura. We got to get it inside the body and remove those blocks.
There's quite a few choices that we make along the way that either help us or hurt us, right? Either nourish us or deplete us, or, you know, hinder our ability to get there or enhance our ability to get there.
And spirit brings the right teachers to shower you with insight or heal you at the right moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know you have that alignment. It doesn't become synchronicities anymore. You start recognizing it as thank you. You're here with me. You're actually listening to my words, what I'm saying in the morning. What is it that you have for me? I receive. Help me get through this day. Heal me of my thought forms or woundedness. And then somebody comes along and says, oh, you should see, listen to this speaker. This is a spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
And you don't have blocks. You really are connecting.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I would love it if you would help people experience some of the activations that we shared with them that you'll be performing. And so let's go to the phones for a little while, Nora. So I'm going to share with everyone star 2 if you're on the phone, or the computer, of course, if you're dialing in. But if you want to ask a question live, star 2 to raise your hand. And if you weren't here right at the beginning of the show, then Nora is going to be doing like mini activations and healings for individuals. And then later as a group, Nora is going to be doing a full-on remote clearing and healing of the auric field. And then that is something that you'll be able to take away from this and listen to the show again and take away from this and do that for yourself every single day. Okay, so Nora, I'd like to give everyone a little bit of guidance. So when we get them on the phones, they're prepared. So there's a lot of people with their hands up. They're waiting in anticipation of being chosen. now,
see them waving, do you?
yeah, no, but the hands are up. I can see energetically. So tell me, share with everyone, when we bring them onto the phone live, do they ask you a question, or what's the best way to do this?
They can ask the question.
And
if it's something quickly that I can scan their body and see what's going on, that would be the way the masters would answer the question for them. Usually, the energy fields I see from a remote level, I see the energy fields around the person, and we can just pull out the threads or blocks that they have very quickly.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's go to Albany, New York. You're first. 4607 are the last four digits of your phone number, Albany, New York, and you are live with Nora.
Hi. This is
Hello.
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome.
Hi. Thank
How are you.
You. Thank you for I'm surviving so these times. But I am just tired at this point in my life, you know, of doing so many different things. And there's some things, some energy, some events that have come up recently that are bringing up things from the past. They're creating, even though I, you know, try all the spiritual practices I know, they're creating deep anxiety, high intensity, meditating, all of that. Just they're there. Sometimes it's better. So I'm just wondering, at this point, there's a lot of confusion and doubt about what's going on and going forward, and what do you do? If you would be able somehow to help me figure out something. You know, what is the real source of what's going on right now? And sometimes I feel like I'm going helter skelter with trying all of the different things that I've, you know, that have worked in the past, and they're not working anymore.
Here's the thing. When we are not balanced and we are not grounded, then it seems like we end up getting interrupted fields around us. So the interrupted fields would be somebody, you know, you get up in the morning and you're not fully grounded in your body and into Mother Earth. And so if the phone rings or someone knocks on the door, or you are going to go get the milk, or like you're going in different directions and then you're taking on other people's directions, then it will feel like a whirlwind of energies of exhaustion and also a feeling of really not being directed in your day-to-day life. And so and this includes jumping from speaker to speaker or healer to healer, everything is disarray. So what they show me is a scattered frequency all the way around your entire aura. It's very scattered. This is because you have to come into quietness. And I've spoke about this before in a couple of people, and with my Algonquin shamanic medicine, it's called bear medicine. When we go to bear medicine, you sit in stillness, and bear medicine will bring you into calmness. And you visualize that bear, whichever age, a cub, an adolescent, a mother bear, a brown bear, a black bear. You visualize which bear it is coming to you that's comfortable for you, and you follow that bear deep, deep, deep into the cave. There's a fire going on in that cave, and you just look at the fire, and then you look into the eyes of bear medicine. And when you look into the eyes of the bear, he will speak to you. And he will ground you, and he will give you peace of mind. And everything will start calming down in your heart. And when you still your mind in bear medicine, and you sit with the fire, then the flames of truth will come for you. What am I doing today? That's how they show it to me. We need to balance those scattered frequencies and sit in the cave bear medicine.
Thank you. That feels very clear, very direct, very much in alignment. There are some decisions that I'm going to be making, and I just felt very scattered all the way around. You know, where even in meditation, I wasn't really getting any answers, but
your mind has to be very quiet and looking at the candle on the table and seeing being your bear on the other side of the candle. And when you calm the mind and look through the candle flame at the bear face and the eyes and ask bear medicine, what would you have me do today? He will show you. And you will get confirmation, and you'll feel how grounded you're going to become, and you'll feel that whirling, spinning mind will come to a halt, and you will want to do that every day. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That feels perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in. Bye now. Beautiful. Well, we're going to take Jessica, who is on the web from Australia. Jessica, it's going to be good to speak to you because you've written in so many times, but I think this is the first time you're on the phone or on the computer. So welcome, Jessica. Are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Hi. Feels like we know you already.
know.
Yeah, thank good to have you on the show.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Hello, Nora. How are you?
How are you, Jessica?
I'm wonderful. I just got off of my meditation. It's now 6:45 a.m. in the morning. So I had a meditation at 5 o'clock this morning. And, you know, how you were saying, you know, twice a day you connect to yourself and sit in that silence and you want to, you know, just take them into those things that you not even know that is there. And this morning I did, and I was like so emotional and released stuff, and I'm like, yes, that's what I experienced this morning. So it's wonderful. And for today, I have a lot of questions, but I thought if you could do a scan in my auric field and see what the guidance they want to come through to me today, if that's possible.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part. If I could do what?
A quick scan of my auric field.
Okay, sure. There's an imbalance in the back of the heart. And there's a heaviness on the back of the heart. And there's also a heaviness on the back of the head. So they just show me that there's a few layers that we need to pull off the back of the head. This is in the chakra field in the back. It's in the aura behind the head. And on the back of the heart. These are old timelines of wounded selves, of woundedness. You're not letting go. Holding on too long to something and not letting go. Ooh, thank you. There, we just pulled that off. Thank you. We just pulled that off of the head. So the thought form of holding on to something again and again and again infected the heart. This, we have to have the coherence of the mind and the heart. My issue to bring the balance from the imbalance of the thought forms of the mind and the feelings of the heart. There we go. They just pulled something out of the navel portal to bring that strand of that soul lifetime that was harboring and holding you back in this lifetime. Thank you. There you go. It's done. How do you feel?
Oh, I just have a rush of emotion came through.
Yeah, because that's the heartache, holding on to something that you didn't want to let go. So let that emotional tear come through. Let the child's heart weep and just be in the freedom that there's no imbalance of the heart and mind. Ooh, there we go. It's free. It's lifted off. So I've taken another layer off the front of the heart. And there your third eye is just opened up and the chakra body and the aura body are glistening. You can connect now to your higher consciousness because the aura fields on the back of the head and back of the heart, that auric area is nice and glistening. You're good.
Oh, beautiful. I just have another rush of emotion to say, oh, thank you. It's like the heart saying, thank you so much for lift this off or something. It just, yeah, it feels really grateful.
Mm. Thank you, thank you. Blessings, Jessica. Lovely to chat with you. Much love.
Thanks, Ian.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Nora.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, beautiful work.
Getting lighter now.
Mm. You know, and all of us, right? We're all feeling the shifting, which is the beauty of this work, is that we're in the collective consciousness in the morphogenetic field. So even if it's not to the degree of the person, it's still, we're feeling the shift.
Yeah, because everybody has that connection somewhere where there's a wounded area in a timeline, and we don't know what those blocks are. But if it's a block, it will show as an imbalanced energy field in the aura.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Twin Cities, Minnesota. 4894 are the last four digits of the phone number. Twin Cities, Minnesota, you are live. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. All right.
Oh, hello.
Pardon
me?
What
are you doing with Tamara?
I was involved in a very traumatic incident. It's been almost 2 years ago, and I can tell it's taking a toll on my body, and it just keeps replaying in my head, and I'll think I'll be doing good, and it's just like this darkness creeps up on me, and I'm back in it, and then my brain starts racing. I spend a lot of time in the woods, which is very beneficial. But is this something that I just have to live with forever?
No. This is a relationship. Is there more than one person involved?
Yes.
Okay. So what happens is when there's an impact, a traumatic event, an argument, a disheartening situation, sometimes it's a karmic field that is actually a reliving from another timeline, and that's when it becomes very predominant and stronger in this lifetime. And when I say stronger, Tamara, it means that it happened when something happens in this lifetime, and the feelings of the emotions are impacted very heavily, and you really have a strong reaction to the situation or to the person, it means you're having a reliving of that soul lifetime. Your reincarnate frequency is in full action. And so sometimes you could try and clear it from your mind over and over again, but unless you release the soul lifetime and all of those who were in it, are you going to be released of the frequency in your mind? And so if this is a one or two people that you had a situation happen with, and it's very negative or very laboring, you just want to sit in stillness, and you call in the energies of the higher vibrations of the higher masters of light and their intelligence to connect to your higher soul and to all of your soul lifetimes, known and unknown, in all dimensions and all civilizations, known and unknown, to release you of this reliving, release you of this karma and trauma frequency that is interrupting your soul journey in this now lifetime. And I ask for all of those who were there in the soul lifetime that I am not aware of, that is repeating in this lifetime, all who were there, all the perpetrators, all the ones who watched and did nothing, all the ones who were there and knew and were part of it, all of those souls also be released. And all of the ancestors and all of the relations of all of those perpetrators and all of those who come against me in this lifetime, I'm asking for all of those souls to be released to the light, so that I may have freedom in this journey that I am living now. Boom! Thank you. There it goes. Chitiro Aharani Etiokumana Aha Adiyishu, four people. Ooh, Sikishu Kurabaniya. There was an instigator, there was a perpetrator, there was one who stood by and did nothing, and there was one who watched and ran away. Thank you. And all four of those in that timeline had been called to the light and released from your soul pattern and are no longer in your aura field or in the grid systems of this soul timeline. Thank you. They are just being healed and released with love. And now we're just going to fill the heart and fill the mind with a gathering of your own higher soul essence of peace. We're going to fill your inner child and her heart of love and understanding that this was simply a reincarnation of a reliving that came into full amplification in this lifetime and is now healed and released into the light with love. Your body is healing and your feet are becoming anchored into Gaia so that we anchor the body once more deep into the heartbeat of Mother Earth so that your soul in this timeline is walking in freedom and walking in love. It is done.
Thank you so much.
So you won't have anything in your thought forms, and if it does come into your thought forms the moment it does, you're asking for that thought form, that person's face, that person's voice, leave now. You are not a part of my journey anymore. I'm in freedom, and so are you. And you make that direction to spirit of that soul, and it will leave.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Glad to help.
Blessings. Oh, thank you so much for calling in. Okay. All right.
Sometimes we get in troubled situations and we just really don't know how do we clear it. And it's very, very difficult to clear it if it is a timeline.
Yeah.
Because it's a different energy than this lifetime.
Thank you. Yeah. Lisa from Charlotte is writing in, and Lisa is asking you to scan her auric field and do a clearing or an activation for her. Lisa.
Alicia?
Sorry, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Lisa.
I'm just going to start scanning her right now. So, is she on the line or just on the typesetting it?
Yeah, she's written in.
But could she hear me?
Yes. She's actually on the line, I think. It sounds like she's on the webinar.
Okay, because I'm just going to speak. So, they're showing me that there's a heaviness on the top of the head on the left side. It's going down the left eye, left ear, left cheek, left shoulder. This is a heavy energetic field in the outer aura area of that left side, and the body is actually becoming very exhausted. I feel the body laboring and being very tired and very exhausted. It's like carrying the weight of the world on the left shoulder and on the left arm. So it's really just the left part of the head, shoulder, and arm, and I see heaviness in the aura field. So I'm just going to ask these infinite masters and their higher frequencies to come in and just pull out those threads of interruptive thought forms and interruptive frequencies. Thank you. It's a collective consciousness that's weighing on that part of the left brain. And so I'm just going to balance that with releasing and this family. Yeah, thank you. It's a family frequency. Yeah, so it's already getting lighter as soon as I gave the masters the word family and family frequency. They start ushering in and healing the consciousness threads of the family relationship, interrogation, and upset. Those are the words that they're giving me that's coming through. And I'm feeling that lightness, and I'm seeing energy brightening up around the back and side of the head. And there's no more pulling on that left arm. And that heavy frequency is now moved away. There is some still in the lower back. There's a financial worry, a financial concern on that frequency on the lower tailbone, and I'm seeing that also. It's very deeply rooted, so that's kind of like a longer session, not for now, but that is something that has to be healed. I'm seeing the golden energy, and when they show me the golden energy, that means it's complete and it's released anything that was holding energies back and in a heavy frequency there.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's wonderful to see that golden energy. So you mentioned that might require deeper work, and I think that's going to be the case for many people. So I think this is a perfect opportunity then for everyone to hear more about the private session with you that you're offering. You're offering a few things here, well, a couple of things on the Wisdom Show. So firstly, thank you for putting something together for everyone. So before you take everyone through the offer, Nora, I just want to say to everyone, if you joined later, there will be an activation. It's a group activation. Everyone is going to experience an activation. So please be on the call for that. I really feel that's important for everyone to receive that healing. If your kids are calling you or something, try to stay on for this. I think it's really important for the whole community, everyone to be on for this, if you can, if it's possible. But of course, you can listen to the replay and still receive the energies. And then Nora's going to share how to do that every day in your own life. So it's something that you can take with you and then perform that in your own life as well. So that's going to be a little bit later on. But if you're on the webinar page, everyone, and you'd like to follow along and take a look at Nora's offer, then please click the orange special offer button underneath Nora's photograph. And if you're not on the webinar page, then just go ahead and type in wotashow.com. That's wotashow, which is show.com/Nora, Nora, and the number 9. Everything's lowercase. There's no caps at all. So it's wotashow.com/Nora, and then the number 9. And you'll be taken to the beautiful offer that Nora has prepared for the Wisdom community. So there's two options. There's an option to work with Nora in private, which we'd all love to hear about, and then a stepping into mastery option, which includes some teachings and also some energy from the lunar eclipse as well. So Nora, take us through the offer and let us know what's included.
Yeah, so the healing session is something that I do on a remote level of a higher frequency that comes through, shifts and aligns the body on a deeper level than I just did a minute ago, and pulls out those blocks or activates gifts that have been hidden that are ready to be exposed. So that takes place with the healing session with very powerful, deep energy healing takes place with that, because I really go into the timelines and really clear a lot of those wounded areas that a lot of people find are really needing to be cleared. There's a lot of people getting these exposed emotions and feelings, and they don't know where it's coming from. So it seems to me that as you move up a notch in consciousness, there's more exposed hidden lifetimes coming in. So I've been finding a lot of that type of clearing of the lowering vibrations of the timelines that is opening up the chakra bodies and aura fields quite magnificently. And the Stepping Into Mastery course is the teachings which take you through basic steps, and each teaching, the master comes in, does the full teaching, and then there's an activation with it. It's a blended combination of the teaching and the activation with the sacred languages, with the higher energies that these masters walk through with me, and these strands of essences. You actually will feel those energies in the room when you're listening to the audios, because when it's coming through me and they're teaching it, it's really revealed into your outer field, and you listen to the audio two or three times, and it starts really activating your own higher consciousness. Those master teachings are every month, and that one is three audios and a couple of ebooks with it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
The other one that I have with this one is the lunar eclipse that took place on January 12th, and that's when the starseeds codes came in. It was not too long after the winter solstice that those frequencies were so high. So that audio is extremely high, and there's golden vibrations of symbols and patterns and higher clearing that takes place. But I also find that everybody that's been listening to it really gets launched into another dimension. So one thing for sure, when you listen to these audios with me, you need to listen to them two or three times, because the first time the language or the terminology, it doesn't really fit with the mind. It's kind of like you don't get what are they saying? but the second time, you're understanding that it doesn't matter what's being said. It's the vibration and the tone that's coming through. As they speak through me, the frequency gets stronger and higher, and that's when your consciousness moves up another notch. So it's not always about understanding everything that you're hearing. It's just being bathed by the higher consciousness in that lunar eclipse and in the stepping into mastery. Those two packages are very high frequency for those of you who are moving into the higher stages, and those of you that are just learning. It's a real good clearing frequency when you listen to it.
Wonderful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And what a treat to be able to work with you in private. So we've experienced a bit of a snippet of what it might be like, but you have the connections with your masters, who I'm going to assume are coming in as well to provide the guidance. And do people come to you with specific issues, or is this a case of you being able to tap in and tune in to see where they need the most help and the most light in their lives?
Yeah, it's always interesting, you know. I have a variety of levels. Some people, they do have a specific area of the body that they need healing. Maybe it's, you know, something with their eyes or bones or something, energetic healing takes place. Other people, they want to have the abilities amplified or awakened. And some people, they just want to come on and say, you know, take me on a journey and tell me what's going to be happening in my life. So it's not just one specific area. I do prophetic visionary readings, prophetic messages for what's coming down ahead, for their livelihood of trips and houses and all sorts of things. So it really, it's pretty vast, actually.
Okay. Well, fun. Yeah, fun. Prophetic visionary readings, trips and houses. Yeah. So I know, you know, all of a sudden my lower self is going, I want that. And my higher self is saying, well, hang on a second. There's some other things we need to work with first, right?
That's it. I never know. It's sometimes people come in and they say, you know, I have these questions. I want to know about should I be going on this trip to so-and-so, or should I be, you know, in this relationship? And then all of a sudden the masters come in and they give them a whole big, huge healing that they needed on their body.
Yeah.
So they know what's required. They know
right.
what's needed. And so the person gets a marvelous healing that removes the block that was holding them back from one of those questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what a beautiful, beautiful offer. Thank you so much. Let's do this. I would love to go back to the phones and see if we can take another caller. And then after that, we'll have the group activation. So well, let's take one more caller here. And I'm being led to go to someone on the web from Poland. And I know we have these shows at a time now where Eastern Europeans can dial in as well because it's a little earlier. So here's Poland. If you're from Poland on your computer, you're live with Nora.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been feeling, I am feeling an intense pain around my spleen and pancreas, and this is a recurring pattern connected with my relationships. I seem to be a master of misjudgment when it comes to relationships. I tend to ally myself with people who don't respect me and turn against me and are a drain on my resources. And it's and my body takes it's very heavy on my body as well. So I would like Nora to have a look at the nature of this pain and what she can do about it.
Sometimes what happens when we are having the same type of relationship over and over again from a young age, and it repeats itself. It's a program that's running, but it's also that it's in your outer field. So if you have a relationship now that is, so what happens is exactly, your body becomes exhausted, your body becomes entrained in those lowering vibrations. So if you were in your 15 or 17 years of age and you took on a boyfriend and he was verbally abusive or he was very condescending or he was very athletic or, you know, whatever the type it was, then it ends, but his imprint is in your aura field. And so then you're going to be attracting, because that frequency is now setting a wheel of motion of energy of consciousness in your outer field, it will attract the same like personality again. But as it happens each time, the consciousness field of that imprint amplifies. So this is where you have sometimes where somebody gets into a relationship and as they go along, each one becomes worse than the last one. It's because the amplification of the imprint is getting larger in the aura and you're attracting a larger vibration of that same low frequency. And so if we go back to what is the gentleman's name or what the relationship was, and we release that frequency and we pull it out, we're going to pull out the frequency. And the consciousness field will no longer have an imprint around your heart or around the back of the head. When that goes, we infuse the light vibration of a harmonic, spiritual, abundant, nurturing, caring vibration. And that's what you attract in your life. And so then the body will be moving into a healing vibration also. And so it's not like you can just pull one thread in one healing session, because it's the whole body has been affected. The imprint is gone into the cellular structure. And so what I can do is I can wave out the heaviness and start to deplete the frequency and its imprint that's in your aura field now. And that will start to shift the consciousness of the gentleman that you're with, or the family member, or whoever it is that's causing you duress. But it's a male energy, and sometimes it's a parent energy that came from the dad and the grandfather. So it's the same frequency over and over again that becomes layered, and it becomes stronger as it becomes more layered from the dad or the brother or the uncle or the boyfriend or the next husband. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. It resonates with me.
Yeah, so what we want to do is when you go into the stillness, when we do the activation, you're going to be asking during the activation for that specific frequency to be lifted and removed, and that you have a crystalline vibrational aura. And visualize that you're sitting still and there's a beautiful, beautiful crystalline sphere, like a beautiful bubble around you. And inside of it is very light sprinkles of light dust. It's very sparkly and it's very shimmering. But if there's any blemishes in there or any heaviness, you want the masters to remove it, because that's the imprints of those relationships or those ones that are targeting frequencies towards you that don't like you for no reason. They are the same frequency, so they all have to be released out of the aura and infused that sphere of light around you with the higher essence of your higher master soul of who you truly are. And you're breathing that master essence in and out of your body, and it's creating a new field in the outer aura. And you won't attract that frequency. And if you have that frequency in your family, in your household now, it's going to start transmuting it out of your aura. And so that person may find themselves a bit quieter, or they may find a bit of a grudge towards you, but gradually the light will overcome and they will be calm. So right now, the masters are sweeping and clearing. The whole time I've been talking, they've been sweeping and clearing and really going to work on those imprints on the top of your head and on the back part of you. And a lot of energy is heavy on your hands. And so those are hands that haven't washed themselves clean of these energies. That's the sorrow that's on the hands and sadness. So they're working on that for you within your inner child. So we just take it step by step right now. Okay?
Okay.
Does that resonate?
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Okay. It's like you've got a healing.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. And there's more to come. Okay, stay in that space. Okay, much love to you. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
I feel that she got a very powerful healing there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's when you recognize how it's appearing and how it's been overlapping, that when you take the layer off, it just, the whole heart and soul open up because it's exposed, and then everything just falls away easier.
Mm. Okay, beautiful. Well, Nora, it would be lovely if you could take everyone that's listening, either now, and many of you ask about, are the energies as powerful on the replays? Yes, absolutely. So hopefully you can listen now But if you're listening on the replays, you are absolutely experiencing this beautiful energy as well.
Yes.
So would you mind, again, maybe for the sake of those who joined a little later, who didn't hear the description, just share with us what you'll be taking us through. And then also, you know, part of that is also showing us how to do this for ourselves as well. So if you could share that with us, and then, you know, you can lead us straight into it once you've done that.
Oh, okay. We're really working on clearing the aura field and clearing the inner body blocks. And the blocks are of the mind that we don't really know of, and their consciousness waveforms that seem to creep in unexpectedly and from nowhere. And it's usually right now in this timeline, it's usually that creeping in from nowhere is one of our soul hidden selves or shadow selves that's waking up inside of us due to the high frequencies of consciousnesses that is on the planet. So it's not always something that's coming in on a negative slant. It's coming in for healing. And so what we want to do is we want to work with the light essence of our own light presence. That's our soul being, our I am. We want to radiate a higher frequency on top of our crown chakra and do an activation of bringing in the higher light that's going to source out those energies in the body. And we'll go into stillness to start connecting and aligning to the higher outer body. It's hard to explain it. You really just have to do it. Because once it starts happening let me just get a basic here coming through how they want to say it to me. He wants to water it down here for a second. In order to understand how to clear the aura body, you must breathe in the higher light of your higher light soul body. It can arrive when the outer body is healed of lowering frequencies, of lowering thought forms, and lowering energetic fields. It can only arrive through the crown chakra as a light essence when the outer body has been fueled by the light particles and released of the lowering energetic imprints. And so we gather in oneness of stillness to quiet the mind, elevate the soul, to connect to the higher soul consciousness that radiates a light essence into all aura bodies that need healing and releasing of lowering imprints of thought forms, of hidden selves, of shadow selves that are distracting the inner child on its soul journey to becoming a light being. That's how they want to explain it. And so when you first feel and know of a sadness or of a low energetic thought form, this is when you want to go into the stillness. And so stay in the stillness, and we're going to bring it in right now. I just want you to relax the body. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Just feel the waveforms of these higher energies. As I'm calling calling in these higher grid systems of higher, infinite light beings who walk with me. These infinite dimensional grid systems of light are arriving now and just pouring light energies into your outer fields. Become aware of how soft the stillness energies are in your aura body. Put your hands out and just feel that energy of these higher vibrations of light in your outer body, your aura is being magnified and swept and cleansed, refueled of this light essence. This light vibrational beings. It's almost like you can place your hands over your head and create a big, huge ball of light, but it's electrical. It's tingling on your fingertips. You can move it around left to right of your shoulders. Just have your arms stretched out and feel the weight of it on your hands. It's an energetic electromagnetic field of light particles pulsing on the palm chakras. And you're just waving your hands very gently around you. This is the cleansing, sweeping, and letting go of all thought forms, of all energies. Wherever there's a heavy energy on the heart, move the hands there. Feel the letting go. These are the masters of these infinities of light-stranded particles that I am seeing bathing all hearts, all minds, cleansing the inner body to help you move into a higher light energy within the head. This stillness empowers you. I want you to feel the energy tapping into you even deeper. Breathe it in as an essence. Breathe it down into the throat and heart and into the navel portal of the body. The Adchukuchyada, Adchuchyada are heavy energies. The Kodo Shido and the emotional lower layers of the abdominal organs.
all guests, press 9. For help with host options, press *0. We will now be connected with the conference.
Okay. Sorry about that. I think we've lost Nora, but we're in the energy. So Nora, if you are there, can you hear us? Wow. That was powerful. That was powerful. Did you hear everyone at the time when it went out? Sorry about the rustling there as well. Try to get back online. Okay, everyone. Okay. So it seems like we've lost Nora and we've lost the sound. Okay. Let's just double check a couple of things. Okay, everyone. Just to make sure it's not just me, I know this wasn't the most opportune thing to happen, but can someone please type in the webinar box if you can hear Nora, or if you, like me, have lost can you still hear Nora? Hopefully I'm not speaking over her. Anyone on the webinar, if you can just type in if you can still hear Nora. If so, I don't want to end this conference if you can hear her. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you. Okay. Well, beautiful souls, I'm going to end the conference because we have lost Nora. So we can just get into a place of receiving that energy, the energy that was transmitted, the energy that is being transmitted. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. We're going to end the show now. Let's thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. Let's thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, the Masters, for being here. Thank you for bringing us all together for this powerful, powerful call. It was so beautiful in so many ways. Thank you all. Much love. Namaste.